a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 21st of May 2009. There's always newcomers coming into the show, so look at the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website where you can download hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past, where I show you how the big system was designed a long time ago, this big system in which we're born into. And those in charge of it plan the future. That's really what governments do. That's really what they do. It's just like long-term business planning. And they've always been into this. If you look into the Home Office of Britain, it trained its diplomats, and they had lots of books out in the 1800s of how they trained them. And their objectives would sometimes take 100 years in just one department to take over countries and places in the Caribbean and stuff like that, and have wars go on between other countries so they could move in and take over. Long-term strategies. And those who plan and have a hold of the present and the past control the future. So it's in the bag for them as far as they're concerned, unless the public, of course, learn a simple word that is called no. It's something we drum out of children at a very early age. Don't say that. Don't say that. We should all learn to say that all over again because it's imperative now, because the control freaks that run the world are on an incredible roll into a new order where basically they've said they're going to bring in a form of feudalism, and the big CEOs and those in charge of the philanthropic organizations will be your new feudal overlords. Also look into Alan Watts, sentinel.eu for transcripts of these same talks, which you can download for print-up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. Those who like what I'm saying, and it fills in the blanks for them, without getting all mysterious and taking them off into la-la land, you can keep me going by contributing, by buying what I have for sale on cuttingthroughthematrix.com or donating to me. You can do PayPal or personal check within the US and Canada. And that will keep me ticking over. It's very important to keep me ticking over because expenses are really rising as inflation creeps in. Actually, it's not creeping in, it's flooding in now. And those who simply get the discs passed around that are burned for them of the talks, you can get in touch with me by writing to Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. And that will get to me. I always think back to Alexander Hamilton, who's not a favorite of many of the patriot people out there, because he really was for a centralized banking system, and he was basically an aristocrat as well, in touch with the big banking, the merchant bankers of London. But he and Jefferson had a fallout at one point. Not really a fallout. Jefferson was too much of a gentleman, as they say, to have a fallout, but Jefferson wrote, when he was showing Hamilton around his home, that Hamilton was so impressed by the big tyrants of the past, from various types of Caesars to Alexander the Great and William the Conqueror, all these people who used massive armies to batter the people into obedience. And, of course, Jefferson had a different idea of who the real heroes in down through time were. But Hamilton did say an awful lot of truth, because he spoke on behalf of a particular type of control freak in class. And I'm going to go into this after these messages and tie it together with the present time to show you that nothing's changed. Back in a few moments.
The the Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, discussing how tyrants never change because they have the same personality profile down through the ages, and how Alexander Hamilton, when he was discussing the people with Jefferson, admired all the great tyrants in history because they used blunt force, brutal force for the people. And when Jefferson asked him about the people and what he thought of the people, Hamilton said, "The people, sir, is a beast." And that, you see, was and is typical of the upper echelons of society. In the old days, they called people villains. That's where the word comes from, meaning they were brutal types who were only kept in check by their own cowardice and their fear of their overlords. That hasn't really changed. But at the same time, going back to Hamilton, he made some very good points, because he said, if you think about it, he says, if you have only one royal family and a few dozen of their offspring and cousins to take care of, their army, etc., he says, you will be taxed. He says, but if you take a government with thousands of bureaucrats, now you have thousands of them and their families to take care of. And boy, is that ever true today. Because they are relentless. They're utterly relentless on taxations of all kinds and many hidden taxes on everything and new taxes all the time to keep themselves in the corrupt luxury that they've become accustomed to. But they also hate and fear the people at the same time. It's almost like a cycle we go through in time and in history where it gets so corrupt that nothing eventually can stand. And those at the top know this too. That's why they have so many think tanks employed to work out the future. In the old days, they had astrologers to try and give them pointers to the future. Today, they use scientists and behavioral psychologists and sociologists, etc. But their techniques never change. They become very dictatorial in their methodology. And the more they become fearful, the more dictatorial they become. We see this all the time with this wonderful new world order that's all around us today. As it's post-democratic, and it's called governance. Governance means simply it dictates from authority and the obedience from the public. That's as simple as that. That's what Professor Carl Quigley was talking about when he said this new world order will be a new feudal system, with the CEOs being basically the new feudal overlords. But also, along with the CEOs of the corporations, that you'll find you also have the big boys who run the philanthropic organizations, like Mr. Rockefeller, the Ford Carnegie Foundations, and all the hundreds of other foundations which they directly fund as front organizations. Because remember, the foundations weren't just started up by the big international bankers. They were also set up by these bankers who were eugenicists, and they were Malthusians. They still believe in it completely today, and how they must drastically reduce the population of the world. And therefore, when you look at where their money goes, and you go through the weaving of how they try to lose you, but you stick on the trail, you'll find they go to basically what they call family planning across the planet, and also vasectomies and tubal ligations for women and that type of thing. That's where the money really, really goes. That's and not only that, by the way, these guys don't see you any different from the African or the Chinese. The peasant to these boys at the top is the peasant worldwide. Never forget that. And they're on a roll now, openly in media, to bring down the populations as we go through this totalitarian phase of things. What happens from now on will depend on the public themselves. They either will be perfectly managed, as Mr. Rockefeller said they would be. He said the public will render themselves to them. They'll come to them with perfect docility. That's how confident they are in the psychological techniques that are being used, mainly through mainstream media, documentaries, and all the other ways that you get brainwashed. And through schooling too, of course, and even cartoons. Everything in cartoons now is so politically correct. It's astonishing. And by the way, just like in days gone by, not just the novelists are being funded by the future society and the governments to put out stories which are politically correct with upcoming agendas. They also do the same thing with cartoonists, and they pay them to write in the green agenda and so on and so on. They've been doing that for over 60 years. An article I read from the UK column earlier this month, from May 2009, has an interesting article, which I never got around to reading on the air. But the UK column has spoken out, you see, about what's happening in Britain and Europe and the rest of the world with this a big agenda, this totalitarian agenda under the cover of anti-terrorism. But here's a technique that's been used in the Soviet system. And remember that under the Rees Commission, Senator Norman Dodds was told by the CEO of Ford and Carnegie Foundations and Rockefeller their job was to blend the Soviet system, so much to change culture so much they could blend it seamlessly with that of the Soviet Union and the U.S. specifically. Well, here's what they're using. And remember, too, the Club of Rome also said they favored the collectivist system. That's the Soviet system. That's what's being used together with the so-called capitalist system. They've come together. But here's what they're doing if you speak out. And this is exactly what happened in the Soviet Union. It says fixated threat assessment. That's what they're calling it. Fixated threat assessment center, FTAC, tasked to intimidate critics of Jackie Smith. That's the head of the British Home Office, who also deals with Homeland Security for Britain, the one who puts porno movies down on her bill, expenses bill. And it says, and has about three homes that the taxpayer is funding. It says here, the UK column was shocked to learn that a member of the public who wrote letters and emails calling the Home Secretary, that's Jacqueline Smith, a communist and criticising her for creating a police state, has been summoned for an interview with his general practitioner. Now remember, that socialist medicine, you think, you have no idea what socialist medicine is in the US. It's coming your way fast. Socialized medicine is a political, it's used for political motives. Most of the care and surgery and socialized medicine that's broke out in Britain goes to abortions, vasectomies, again, tubal ligations, and so on. Because the prime agenda is depopulation, bringing them down by sterilization. That broke out on a BBC documentary when it was disclosed, amongst all the other shenanigans that the hospitals were getting up to, trying to obey their superiors, the government, that they were handing out, they were giving out questionnaires to patients waiting for surgery. And they asked them on this questionnaire when they were going on holiday. And it's when they went on holiday, that's when they sent them their notice to come in for the operation. So naturally, they weren't there. So they went to the bottom of the queue. But I did see in the documentary that normal priority operations went on as usual, and that was abortions, vasectomies, tubal ligations, etc. Political agenda. But here they are using doctors to pull you in and telling the doctors that they have to question you to see if you are sane. It says here, you was shocked to learn that a member of the public who wrote letters and emails calling the Home Secretary a communist and criticizing for creating a police state was summoned for an interview with his general practitioner. The individual, who wishes to remain anonymous, informed the column that he was recently surprised to receive a call from his GP asking him to attend the surgery. Once in front of his doctor, Mr. X was stunned to be told that the doctor had received a letter from the highly selective Fixated Threat Assessment Centre, following instructions from the Home Secretary herself, that's Jacqueline Smith, the one he was criticising. Although embarrassed, the GP understood from the communication that he was required to interview Mr. X to establish his state of mind. The implications of this incident are extremely serious, as they suggest that anyone who dares to criticise the Home Secretary, or perhaps even the government itself, will be regarded as mentally ill. Clearly, for Mr. X, Smith's actions were intended to be a warning and the first step in attempting to brand him mentally ill. Few readers will be aware of the exact nature of the FTAC. By the way, they brought it up in Canada now too, I understand, and the US. The same act. Since despite some publicity in the national press, it remains a highly secretive organization. The FTAC is a joint initiative by the Department of Health, the Home Office, and the Metropolitan Police Services. Hansard reported in 2007 that the unit comprised 9 police officers, 1 chief inspector, 1 inspector, 1 sergeant, 6 police constables, and 5 mental health professionals, 3 full-time community psychiatric nurses, part-time forensic psychiatrists, and a part-time forensic psychologist. According to Sabas Ijapavlo, Director of Health and Offender Partnerships, Health and Offender Partnerships, the FTAC's National Health Service component alone costs over £500,000 per year. Then it goes through what its purpose is: to assess and manage the risks posed by those who engage in inappropriate or threatening forms of contact towards people in public life, that's those in government, and in doing so to direct severely mentally ill people who are identified through such contacts to the care that they so desperately need. So really, you see, you don't have political opinions or valid criticisms. You're actually mentally ill if you're not politically correct and think that life is just wonderful. Just wonderful. That's the future, folks. And these guys mean business because they're tyrants. It's as simple as that. They're tyrants at the top. And they are scared of the general public, especially people like Jacqueline Smith, who has been pushed across all mainstream media as just ripping off the taxpayer, her and all like her. They're all crooks. Mind you, they'll sacrifice her to the wolves to save themselves. There's no doubt upon that. I'll be back with more after these messages.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I've discussed for a long time, on and off, about how perceptions are created for the public through indoctrination, just like Jacques E. Lowell said in his book about propaganda. Everything, really, on mainstream, including all the fiction you disgorge yourself on, contains propaganda. And he went on in his book about how all cop shows and dramas with all their little heroes are literally giving you a false impression of what they're all about. That's not the purpose of police at all. The main purpose is to frighten the public and to make them obey whatever, as they keep changing things and becoming more dictatorial. You simply obey, and those cops will charge you with whatever is legal today, becomes illegal tomorrow. They will charge you with it, no matter how ridiculous and silly it is, because it brings money into the coffers of towns and cities and countries. That's what it's all really about. They don't care about chasing lost children. There's no profit in that. In fact, if you look into most police services, you'll find them listed under the same listings in the phone book as private corporations that are not down as non-profit making. They're registered with the ones that make profits. Interesting, eh? And that's a legal system because, you see, crime pays. It pays those boys who work in it and all the guys who wear the funny dresses and put wigs on their heads. That's who it pays. It pays them very, very well. But propaganda comes through perception and alteration of reality. That's what it's for. The same with medicine. Many, many years ago when television first came out in Britain, we got all the American series, dramas, and so on, and Dr. Kildare was there, and every woman was swooning over Dr. Kildare, and suddenly doctors were treated like gods, whereas they had never been before, because they were given a false impression of them as no-at-all demigods, you see. And more drama series followed that until literally these front men for the pharma industries are treated and worshipped almost like deities. Now, of course, they're an authority, so they're not a service anymore, and they're demanding what you do and how you behave and what pills you should and must take and how many injections you should get, etc., by force of law. That's a sweet deal for the pharma companies that fund most of their training, by the way. But cops really, and I've gone through some incredible examples of what they're really all about and how they make up things to get their quotas. They're always given quotas to hand out tickets and bring cash in. Here's an example how far and ridiculous it gets. This is from the Motorcycle News. It says, tagged for dropping sweets, which is candies. May the 15th, a motorcyclist has told how he's electronically tagged for 4 months. They put an ankle bracelet on him and given a 36-hour community order for dropping mint imperial sweets, which is candies, while riding his motorbike. Thomas Payne, 19, must be at home from 8 p.m. till 6 a.m. under the terms of his ankle tag after police spotted a trail of candies left by his Yamaha DT175. A police charge notice said he had intentionally and without authority or reasonable cause caused sweets to be on the road, namely at Lancaster Circus, in such circumstances that it would have been obvious to a reasonable person that to do so would be dangerous, contrary to the Road Traffic Act. Well, anyone who's driven motorbikes will tell you, you can lose an awful lot of stuff out your pockets when you're enjoying yourself on that machine. Payne insists they were just falling out of my pocket. He didn't know, right? Because of the time they followed me, for they said I should have known it, because of the time that kept dropping out of his pocket. So they were chasing, they were following this guy watching his candies, right? And this crime. See, there's the cops in action for you. These are the heroes in action, chasing a guy who's dropping candies out of his pockets. Payne was stopped at Birmingham on March 16th, pleaded guilty, and was sentenced at Birmingham Magistrates Court March 24th, ordered to pay a £50 cost for the court. He says he's got to be home every night, and he's 19 years of age. Must also spend 3 hours every Saturday taking part in group activities. See, there's your voluntary sort of mandatory volunteerism, including woodwork classes until his community order is completed. He says, I count myself lucky. I'm still allowed to eat sweets, he says, and he's right. West Midlands police confirmed that he was arrested on March 16th. Now he's got a record, a criminal record. Can you believe that? See, all this stuff used to fall under civic crimes, etc. Not really so much crimes, offences, and were dealt with quietly. At one time, the cops would just say, hey, son, do you know what's been falling out of your pockets? And then you'd be careful the next time. But not anymore. You see, there's too much money to be made by charging people. And talking about tags. Years ago, I saw a movie. I can't remember the name of it. If it was Schwarzenegger or Stallone, but it was one of these steroid men, the guys that pumped themselves through the steroids that they kept giving in front of the young people to emulate. And it started off with them working on a chain or rock gang somewhere, like prisoners, and one of them runs off, and they've all got collars on, and one of them gets his head blown off when someone presses a button and the collar explodes. And I thought at the time, how simple it would be to make a chip that they implant in your brain. This is many, many years ago. That simply has to be over a tiny arterial, and a tiny pinhead of even explosive or whatever could just go ping. You'd never hear it, and you'd hemorrhage to death. Perfect killer, you see, for keeping people in line. Something that Jacqueline Smith might be proud to have, and she gets everyone in Britain to take one. To stop complaining about her, perhaps. But when we read about this actual invention, they have it out now, just to let you know where it's all going. Back with a moment. In a moment after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the future of the brain chips and all of that kind of stuff. It's astonishing, really, as I say, that how far they've gone, and it's predictable, too, where they would go. How would you silence people? How would you stop them from murmuring amongst themselves? Well, if you thought that something would explode in your head, you might just give it a thought or two and change your mind. But this is from Fox News, Monday, May 18th, 2009. Saudi killer chip implant would track and eliminate undesirables. I wonder, too, if this was supposed to be patented in Saudi Arabia or invented there, if it was part of the Laden-Bush consortium. If people don't know that the Ben Laden family and the Bush family are partners in the military-industrial complex. They build the big bunkers across the planet for the ultra-rich and wealthy. They also did the rebuilding and restructuring of the Twin Towers that supposedly their son blew up. What's the odds, before I get on to this topic, what's the odds of a president of the United States family being attacked by a partner's son? I mean, that's impossible. You understand, these things are impossible. I mean, look how many people are on this planet. It says here, Saudi killer implant would track and eliminate undesirables May 18th. It could be the ultimate in political control, but it won't be patented in Germany. They won't do it there, they'll do it somewhere else if it's not already done. German media outlets reported last week that a Saudi inventor's application to patent a killer chip as the Swiss tabloids put it, has been denied. The basic model would consist of a tiny GPS transceiver placed in a capsule and inserted under a person's skin so that authorities could track him easily. Model B would also have an extra function, a dose of cyanide, to remotely kill the wearer without muss or fuss if authorities deemed he'd become a public threat. A public threat. Going back to that article I read at the start, remember the UK column says they're getting doctors to, the Home Office, the government is telling doctors to call in certain patients on their list or in their area and give them mental evaluations. Think about it. It's just going this way, you see. So Model B would have an extra function, a dose of cyanide, to remotely kill the wearer without muss or fuss if authorities deemed he'd become a public threat. The inventor said the chip could be used to track terrorists, criminals, fugitives, illegal immigrants, political dissidents, domestic servants, and foreigners overstaying their visas. This guy, oh boy, this is the kind of guy they want, this kind of inventor. He's even got the PR down pat, all the stuff that's politically correct right now, and all the groups you're allowed to go after. And remember, too, terrorism is meant to encompass everything that's become illegal and will become illegal in the future as they keep adding to it. The invention will probably be found to violate paragraph 2 of the German patent law, which does not allow inventions that transgress public order or good morals. German Patent and Trademark Office spokeswoman Stephanie Kruger told the English-language German news website, The Local. So there you are. I mean, this stuff is all coming down the pike. Mind you, it's all for our safety. It's all for our safety. And heaven knows, you may be sitting eating your dinner with your wife and suddenly go berserk and want to do a terrorist act. And they can prevent all that then, you see. And we'll all get the message once we get our little chip under the skin. A peaceful world, eh? A peaceful world. All for peace, world peace, which is the absence of all opposition, as the communists said. There's also an article to do from the Independent in the business section from a columnist there who says how this city has ruined our presence and futures. And I'll put these articles up with the links on cuttingthroughthematrix.com after the show. But this guy's basically telling people to forget their pensions since they've all been plundered, basically. And he says everyone's on their own. You're all on your own now when it comes to pensions, because they lost so much. Everybody's lost their pensions across Europe. They're just falling by the wayside, plundered. It says someone who, analysis from the report shows that someone who paid £24,000 contributions over the last 10 years into a defined contribution pension scheme invested in the stock market would now have a fund worth £21,000. So, boy, what a great deal, eh? You start with 24 and it goes down to 21,000 plus inflation. So whatever value of purchase or buying power the pound had then is way down now. It says defined contribution pension schemes have fallen more than 25% since the start of the credit crunch. Pension planning has traditionally relied on stock market growth to provide good pensions, but it's not worked out because the stock market was a con anyway, wasn't it? They always plunder you once or twice a year. They let you build it up and save, and then they plunder you. That's the history of banking and stock market. That's what it's for. And he's before I go to the callers, he's an article here from the BBC. And I told you before that the US is going to go into socialized medicine, which is a political reason. You see, socialized medicine, it sounds wonderful for the people at the bottom to think they're going to get everything for free. But things change drastically because then they have priorities and budgets, etc. And they're going to make sure that it's not going to be put to saving lives so much as reducing the chance of passing life on to others. That's the real mandate. And it's used as a big, big stick over the public. That's what it, remember, anything that's run by government is used for political purposes. And here's what the docs want now in socialized countries. And it'll come to the States. And that's on the cards, there's no doubt about it. By the way, I've been reading articles from the various medical unions, including the nurses' unions in the States, And all the unions there are telling their members to bombard the representatives to get them to pass into socialized medicine. I've said mentioned too how groups are fantastic. Big organizations, all you have to do is put your boy in at the top, and he's got you all going along a different path, and nobody notices. They love groups. They love big organizations. Blood pressure pill action urged. Everyone aged 55 and over should be taking drugs to lower their blood pressure, the London-based expert says. So here we go again, a world run by experts that started off with services, now they're authorities. Epidemiology expert Professor Malcolm Law said, blood pressure drugs cut the risk of heart attack and stroke, even for those with normal blood pressure. Now, this is straight out of the pharma industry, so he's getting a big handshake for pushing this garbage. His conclusion, published in the British Medical Journal, and backed by other experts. You know, we just take these experts at face value now. Just the word itself is like God, you know. Is based on a review of 147 studies involving 464,000 people. However, the Stroke Association warned the drugs could have side effects. No kidding. No kidding. And then they go on about the PR bit right from the pharma. Now, pharma always fudges all reports. And I've watched documentaries on BBC and CBC on how they actually hire these hack writers to write up glowing reports on how to get round or omit all the bad side effects. That's standard with all pharma drugs. But here you are, Professor Law, an expert in epidemiology at the Wilson Institute at Barts and the London School of Medicine, said, being a certain age, we're saying everyone would benefit from taking drugs that lower blood pressure. You know, blood pressure and the standard for blood pressure has been brought lower and lower every 5 or 6 years since about 1960. It used to be 100-plus year age, that was normal. But then pharma came in with all their pills, you see, and how do you sell pills? Well, you've got to make sure that there's a new normal every so often. You keep dropping and dropping the blood pressure category till everyone technically has got higher blood pressure. Here's what the guy says. I mean, he obviously is getting a backhander for this. What we call normal blood pressure is actually high, he says. And what we call high blood pressure is actually higher. There you go. That's an expert talking. That's why he's a professor. Isn't that fantastic? So there you go. They want everyone to take medications. And, of course, once the government's on board and they'll get their bribes too, they'll push it through as well as mandatory, just like they did with the health, with the flu vaccinations. And I've got more to talk about the flu vaccinations in a little while. Now, we'll go to the phones now, and we'll go to Anthony from North Carolina. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in, yeah.
I had went and pulled up my YouTube so that I cataloged my music on there, and I kind of like obscure music. I like old Beatles songs and obscure Pink Floyd songs, and I pull it up there, and there's a spotlight on the U.S. government.
Yeah.
And then there's a trailer for the new Terminator movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people don't believe that we have propaganda
yeah.
going out to us, then, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right here. If we're not living in a matrix, then I don't understand how people don't understand it. I'm 36 years old. I'm a firefighter. I speak other languages other than English. I'm good at history, and I understand. And you know, I keep hearing these terms, and they always come up with a new term, sustainability, or they come up with a new term for that, and that's the truth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they literally pay the futurists to write novels, screenplays, you name it. I had an author write to me. People think that authors send off manuscripts to the publishing houses and they hope they're going to get picked for publishing. This author was phoned by the publisher out of the blue and asked to write a book one of these for dummies books on the New World Order. And that's how it happened. And he thought I'd bring him on my show. This is what he wanted. And I said, no. I said, it'll probably be a spoof thing where you ridicule people as paranoid and all the rest of it. And then he gave me all the Masonic pleads to you know, orphan, widow's son, all that stuff. And I just said, no. But that there's the reality of it. They actually know that the author's on their list. They tell them what to write, spin a story around something, make it lean this way or lean that way. And that's how things really are in the real world. Yeah.
That's right. And you go, and even to this day, I've heard it ever for the past 30 years, population reduction has been tried to be drilled in to kids in school.
Yes, it is.
And you know, it's like, well, I knew it was a fraud and a sham back then, but I remember seeing it on TV. You know,
and there's so many almost subtle ways, too. At the beginning, they put it across to the people, and you were actually following a script, really, and they were leading you to a conclusion that you thought was your own. But this is perfect. You see, this is scientific indoctrination. It works perfectly. It's a formula. It works very well. Yeah.
Well, you know, 10 years ago, I woke up, and, you know, people still don't even want to believe what's really going on.
Yeah. And most of them, to be honest with you, I don't think they can anymore because they've been raised with TV. Brzezinski did say the truth. He said they'll shortly be unable to reason for themselves. They'll expect the media to do their reasoning for them. Well, that has happened. That has happened. You can't wake up and understand and guzzle television at the same time.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I say to myself, you know, I have to be alone because I can't go date somebody, you know, because they're more concerned about what happened on American Idol.
I know, I know. And that's a trivia that they said they would give the public. They would give them mainly dictates from government that you obey, immersed, totally immersed and surrounded by trivia. And you're quite right, that's what you get. Even in the newspapers, the same thing. And major stories that should get us all worried or thinking or protesting, you see all the boob babes around them and the latest starlet in Hollywood and so on. This is standard technique. This is scientific again.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thanks for taking my call, Alan.
Well, thanks for calling. Hang in there. And there's Andrea from New York. Are you there, Andrea?
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, someone told me about a building downtown Manhattan, New York City, that's called Red Square.
Yes.
And have you heard of this building by any chance?
I've heard the name over down there, yeah. Yeah,
and it, on the roof there is a 19-foot statue of Lenin.
Yes,
and I couldn't believe it when he pointed it out to me. I really couldn't believe it, and so I looked it up on the net, and the building has 13 floors, 13 stories, and 130 apartments.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
Yeah, that is interesting. That's standard Freemasonic. Yeah, like Trotsky again was a Mason, and Trotsky was in he was actually writing a book about Freemasonry when he was killed. But he did mention that fact in his other book that he did get published called My Life. He said that they're all Masons at the top. Yeah.
Yeah, and anyway, so this man Michael Rosen, who whose land this building was built on. He is an NYU professor, and he calls himself a radical sociologist. And this building of Lenin faces south, and he says that's important because it's facing the Lower East Side, which is the home of socialism. And then farther south, there's Wall Street, which he says is the emblem of capitalism.
Yeah.
And he said he calls it Red Square because it's reddish and it's squarish. You know,
yeah, reddish and squarish, yeah.
Right. So anyway, it's been there for 20 years now. I just learned about it, and I was frankly amazed. But this is common, you say.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, New York was, what was just telling me about New York was, the communists churned out lots of books for working classes and for organizers, hundreds and hundreds. They had about maybe 10 publishing houses in New York alone. And I actually wonder, I says, how come they had this massive Cold War, supposedly, and yet the main publisher of communist books for the Western world was all from New York? And then it's why I twigged into the fact there wasn't a real Cold War. It was all arranged. And, of course, then the evidence came forth that the Western banks had actually set up communism from the very beginning. And the evidence is all out in the open now. It's true, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I went over to see the building, and I...
Hold on, and we'll go into this when we come back from the break. It's an interesting topic.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious-tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watson. We're cutting through the matrix, talking to Andrea from New York, who's describing a Red Square building in New York itself.
Hi.
Continue. Yeah.
I went to the building and I went into this small lobby and there's a table with a tabletop made out of broken glass and a couple of chairs that you wouldn't want to sit in. And then there are all these cut-out figures that look like they're made out of some kind of metal. And they're painted black, but they have a lot of jagged edges. And a lot of fish, especially with very sharp teeth.
Uh-huh.
And, and there are a couple of trapezoids cut out of walls. And this is, so this is the lobby of the Red Square building. And
did you get any photographs of it, or is there...
No, but I didn't. But I would like to go back and ask a few people who are coming and going from the building how they feel about living with, in a building with a statue of Lenin on the roof.
Yes. They probably think it's quaint. That was the old days.
I wonder if they think it's hip. I don't know. There's some, you know, there's like the lobby itself, this perverse aesthetic, you know, of ugly
yes.
is beautiful.
That'll fit in with all the retro gear they're buying, But New York was famous for communiques between Moscow and the Western world. And I say their main publishing houses were actually in New York and obviously authorized to be there by the government or they wouldn't exist. So the whole thing was orchestrated. But it's interesting to do with the Red Square because in Russia and Moscow, because you'll see they actually have a step pyramid as well there. And that's a ziggurat, they call that, that supposedly Nimrod and others used, mainly a Persian design and Babylonian design. But and that's where the politicians stood every year on that black ziggurat at the top and gave their talks to the people. And they also had Lenin's tomb, which was a pyramid.
It's really
fascinating, you know. And, of course, the Red Square is the Red Ashlar, the perfection of man himself through revolution. Because it was eternal revolution to perfect that which was left imperfect and recreate a new type of man. Yeah.
What about the trapezoid? There's a significance to that.
I'd have to actually see them and see what's around them too, because if you understand the different shapes, you actually understand the language. It could be a sentence there or a paragraph out of symbols. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you maybe get some photographs off it, it would be fascinating.
Oh, sure. I'll see what I can do.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And send them to me. I'd appreciate that, yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay. Thanks for calling. And there's Ray from Wyoming there. Are you there, Ray?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Anyway, I was just going to make an observation. Longtime student of the NWO since the 30s. I was driving around town just looking at the churches, and I noticed that most of them have a spire, either from the ground up. And if you look at them, it's all of different denominations. It's basically an obelisk.
Yes, I know.
It's not solid.
Yeah.
And then above it is either a cross or it's just a spire on the Mormons. And there's I've seen so many churches like that.
Well, you also see it, if you look at the British and Canadian parliaments, you see a spire and you also see the female opening to get into literally the main church, which is the box. That's what it means. It's a phallus and the box, the male and the womb. That's what it is, always has been. But thanks for calling. And from Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, there's the music coming in. It's Good Night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet...